is a social media simplified, a podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this.
Hey, all of you social media scholars, welcome to Social Media Simplified. This is episode
21,
and I am your collaboration connoisseur, Lante Tacona.
And as always, your digital dynamo, Nathan Garrett.
And we have a very exciting episode for you today. Today, we're going to be talking about how to recover lost sales through retargeting on Facebook, why retargeting is the best way to keep customers engaged, and the secret to retargeting without using a Facebook pixel.
Absolutely. Right.
So let's start off by talking about defining what is retargeting.
Yeah. What is retargeting? Well, basically online, you can have an initial ad that someone might respond to. And let's say that they do respond to it, but maybe they didn't take the action you wanted them to take. You can track their behavior online and find out a way to basically reintroduce your brand to them.
Okay.
And that's kind of like retargeting in a nutshell. Basically, someone that's already engaged with you or your brand, and maybe they didn't take the action you wanted them to, or maybe they did, it's just been a while, and you reach back out to them. You say, hey, I'm still here.
So an example of retargeting, for example, when I'm on Facebook, and so let's say it this way. Yesterday, I was looking for grills. I wanted to buy a barbecue grill.
Okay, yeah.
And
it is summer.
And I was looking for a very specific one, a collapsible Coleman grill.
Yes, right? Okay. Very specific.
A very specific one. And so I was searching for that a lot in Google, you know, on Amazon, different sites, whatever, just checking out prices. And later on, when I was on Facebook in the evening, I ended up seeing advertisements with the grill, grill that I was looking at on there.
For.
So that would be an example of those people or those website owners retargeting me. Right?
That's a good example. So you were probably searching around, what, on Amazon, you said?
Amazon, Google, eBay, I was looking everywhere.
So they know that you were there because they have something called a pixel, which we talked about a long time ago in episode one. But that pixel does enable any type of marketer. You can put a pixel on a website, and when someone lands on that website, you can know that they were there. Meaning, if you went to their site and you looked at the grill selection, it knows you were there. Maybe you looked on that specific grill landing page. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's looking for this collapsible grill. So they know you were there, but they also know that you didn't buy. You didn't land on the next page or whatever it might be. So they knew that. So once you were there on their website, they just retargeted you on Facebook when you were scrolling through. That's a really, really good way to, because you were almost there to purchase, right? And so...
So part of this episode is talking about why retargeting is the best way to keep your customers engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So talk us through that. What are your thoughts?
So the first thing we're talking about there was more about recovering a lost sale, right? Mm-hmm. Because you were almost to that purchase point, but you just didn't make it. And they knew that, so they went and said, hey, remember this on Facebook? So they said, hey, remember this grill? And you're like, oh, yeah, I want to buy that grill. So that's one way you can recover lost sales, right, when they're almost there. Now, re-engaging them, that's another way of retargeting, where, let's just say this, let's say that you already did buy from them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Now you're on their email list, now they have captured your info, they know when you bought it,
mm-hmm.
and let's say, I don't know, a year from now, it's next summer, and they know that you're on your list, or their list, right? You bought from them in the past, so now they can say, hey, we have a summer sale going on. We know that you bought in the past. Maybe you want to try the new collapsible grill. It's like the XL model.
Or accessory.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's like you want to upgrade or you want to try this instead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good way to re-engage them.
Okay.
After they knew that you already went to a purchase point.
So because we're going to be talking about it in the context of a Facebook pixel, right?
Yeah.
So what is that process? What you described seems like something that I would get in an email. Right, they
sure.
reach back out to me because I'm on their email list.
Sure, yeah.
So in terms of Facebook, what's an example of
re-engaging?
Yeah, re-engaging.
So re-engaging then, like that example we used where they maybe have a new summer sale. They want you to buy something else from them. So yeah, they can re-engage you through email, but to be honest, the email open rates these days aren't great. Mm-hmm. But they know that people are on Facebook. So they'll go ahead and put it on Facebook as well to say, hey, you know, we're still here. You might want to buy this. With email, like I said earlier, you actually opening it might be more challenging now. So that's why they go and re-engage you on Facebook.
Okay. And what are some examples or what are some ways that you could re-engage? Do you kind of, you know, so let's say I was selling a grill and now I've, I know that this person's name, I have their name, their email address, this person bought from me last summer.
Yeah.
And I'm on Facebook and I'm ready to start sending out some ads or some promotions or some sales or, you know, something like that. So how am I actually engaging them? Am I sending them another ad or are there other ways to do that?
Yeah, so yeah, definitely send them another ad with whatever special you're having. I mean, maybe it's not a special. Maybe you're just trying to re-engage them with, you know, 7 summer tips to, you know, cook better food. Okay. Something like that.
Right.
It's like, it's not exactly a sale, but it re-engages you. It's been a year, right?
Absolutely.
So like someone coming back in your face saying, hey, you bought from us. Remember this? Buy this now. Might not be the best strategy.
That's a hard sale, right?
Right? Yeah. Maybe he comes back in or they come back and they're like, hey, here's some cool tips for the summer. You're like, oh, that grill. I bought that grill last summer. I'll read this or I'll download this PDF.
So more of a soft one. You're kind of adding value, not necessarily like
Yeah. And then maybe once you download that, they'll be like, okay, he's reinterested. Then we're having a big summer sale now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got to be very careful when you re-engage. Mm-hmm. It mainly has to do with the length of time.
Okay.
It's like if it's been a year, you kind of got to reintroduce yourself.
So what are some ways that you engage your audience for the businesses and the online endeavors that
So I mainly do lead gen, so I don't do e-com. But with lead gen, a lot of the same tactics apply where I'm trying to generate leads for my clients so they can get more sales. And what I've been working with lately, I've been really working with messenger bots a lot more in that regard, where Facebook has enabled us to basically, you can know who sent a message to your page now. You can track it that way. So for example, let's say that you want to target everyone in your audience that hasn't yet sent a message to your page.
Okay.
Facebook allows you to exclude those people, which is really awesome. So you know you're just segmenting that audience that has yet to engage with your bot yet.
Okay. So building out that scenario, let's say I have a Facebook page and I've been engaging with my audience. People are liking and following my page, right?
Okay, yeah.
Some people are engaging with me in conversation, likes and texts and that sort of thing. But some people aren't, right? I don't have any evidence of saying that they're liking or engaging or doing anything on my page, right? So what Facebook has through Messenger bots is an inherent tool.
Yes, right? What you're describing is very similar to that as well. Like it's called an engagement custom audience.
Okay.
You can figure out who's following your page, who's liking your page. You can know that. You can figure out who's messaging your bot. You can figure out who's engaging with your video.
It tells you all of these things.
It tells you those things. So you can know those categories. And whatever your objective is, just for example, you can say, I'm actually running a video ad right now for one of my clients. And I want to know who watched the video but did not message me.
Okay.
And that tells me, okay, they are not engaged with my bot yet, but they were interested. They did watch the video.
So you want to retarget that
You can
person.
Retarget those people that viewed that did not message your page.
Okay.
That's one example.
All right. And that tool is inherent. You don't have to, you know, figure out how to delineate between these
no,
two using
Facebook
pixels.
Gives it.
A pixel you'd have to have, you know.
Yeah, not for engagement.
Okay.
So like for what you described earlier about the grill, because they landed outside of Facebook and they landed on your website, you do have to have a pixel there to track it. But for other stuff we just described, like video engagement, messenger bot engagement, engaging with your page, likes, follows, shares, you don't need to have a pixel for that stuff because it's Facebook's internal data. They know it. So they already know that those people engage with you on Facebook, so you can just retarget them later.
Fantastic. So how would you, let's build a business out, right? And like, tell me how I would retarget. So this is the scenario. I'm selling microphones for recording podcasts, right? And I have an e-commerce site. It's a product. That's the only product I'm selling.
Okay.
So earlier in the year, I set up an ad campaign for this microphone, and it was a hard sell.
Okay.
Buy this microphone at this discounted price.
Sure.
And people bought it.
Okay.
Right? Now, some people obviously clicked on it and didn't buy it, right? So what would be those two ways that I would retarget these people, and how would I segment my audience? Now, I have a standard campaign that was the initial one that sent it all out. What does my retargeting campaign look like? What am I thinking about?
Okay. So you had a group of people that did buy and people that did not buy but engaged. That's what I'm hearing,
Right.
Okay, so the people that did buy, they're already your customer now. So you want to engage them now with basically like not a soft sell per se, but more of just helpful, valuable tips. Maybe tips on how to use the microphone, different settings on there. It's like, hey, get our ultimate, you know, PDF guide on like, you know, having the best sound out of this microphone. And now you can send that out through email, maybe through your bot, right? And just kind of re-engage them. Make sure that your brand is always top of their mind. You don't need to sell them anything right now because they just bought something.
Right.
Unless you have like an accessory, but you said that was the only product.
That's the only product.
So give them helpful tips on how to use it, right? Maybe even get some interesting info on maybe some partnerships you have, affiliates. Someone that maybe has, I don't know, a soundproofing studio they sell. It's like, okay, you just bought a microphone. Maybe you want this as well. This guy's amazing. He sells this, this, and this. That's another way to do it. Now, that's people that bought. The people that didn't buy yet, basically what happened is they clicked the ad, right, and they landed on your website, but they didn't purchase.
Right.
Okay. So with that, you want to re-engage them on Facebook, retarget them with an ad, either with a more discounted offer for this, for the microphone, or you could possibly have a different type of offer with that microphone. Before, maybe it was a discounted microphone, right? Maybe 30% off or something like that. That was the first ad. They didn't bite, right? They weren't there. But that's more of if they're on Facebook already, they haven't left it. So if they left Facebook, they're on your site, they didn't buy, they're right there. Really, at this point, you just have to remind them.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, you were almost there. You know, your shipping info is entered. Just click this button and that's it. Just put down your credit card and it's over.
Okay.
So that's actually what you're describing. Now, there's another thing I like to talk about as well. So that's the two scenarios. They bought or they didn't buy it, right? Now, let's say that your initial ad on Facebook, let's say it was a video ad, and it was for a 30% off your microphone. You could see that they watched over 50% of it, but they didn't actually click the ad to go to your website. That's a whole different group of people now, right?
It's like
they were there, they engaged, they maybe won it, but they never went to your site. But since it was a video, you can see, right, through Facebook engagement, you can see who watched it. Now you know, like, that group of people actually watched that video. They might not be as interested as the people that landed on your website, but they're still maybe interested. So what you can do is maybe that offer didn't hook them. Maybe that 30% off didn't work for those people. They're interested, but maybe that didn't work. So those types of people that watched the video but never left Facebook, maybe re-engage them with a different type of offer.
Okay.
Maybe.
And potentially using a bot?
Yes, potentially using a bot. So you can see who watched the video but didn't land on your site. And that way you know those people are interested. Let's re-engage them with another ad. It's like, okay, hey, it's tough with one product, but maybe you could say, like, you know, buy one, get one free or something like that. It's like a different offer. Maybe that would pique their interest.
Two for the price of X.
Yeah. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. There's three different groups there now.
So with that being said, now this tool for retargeting on Facebook isn't something that you would just do through your ad manager. This is strictly for bots, is that?
No, not necessarily. So with the engagement, either they engage in your video, they engage with your page, they engage with your bot. Those are all things that Facebook set up for you that you can retarget those people, but it doesn't necessarily have to be through a bot. I do recommend a bot now, though, because people interact with it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so just quickly describe, for those who don't know, what a bot is and how it works. What is it?
A bot basically is used, well, there's lots of different types of bots, but the bot that I'm talking about is through Messenger on Facebook. And basically you can set up an automated sequence of messages when they go to your bot to get them to take a particular action.
So, for example, in that case, I would have an ad for my microphone, and when they engage with that ad, as far as like clicking or liking. Facebook Messenger bot pops up.
Yeah, Messenger. They just go over to Facebook.
They don't
Messenger.
Go to a landing page. They go straight to Messenger.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And they can go in that Messenger, and now you can say, maybe you give them a freebie for it. Usually when you get them into a bot initially, if it's the first time, give away something for free, like my 7 tips on how to create the best sound or something. Do you want that? And they're like, yeah, I do want that. And now they're on your email list, which is better. And now they're on your bot list too.
Automatically,
so,
just
So you can engage with them in both platforms. I'd recommend the bot because the open rates are so much higher than email. But it's essentially the same thing. You just want to keep your brand top of their mind.
So if you could summarize and maybe, like, let's say 3 points in general that we should consider when we are thinking about retargeting people with our products, either for those who have bought from us before or those who haven't bought yet but engaged. What would your three tops tips sort of be?
Okay, well, first tip is definitely install a pixel if you haven't on your website, especially if you do e-com, because if you do e-com, they're going to go from Facebook to your site, and you got to make sure you can measure and track that, right? So make sure you have a pixel in place. Also, your re-engagement, make sure you know at what point in the purchase cycle they are. If they've already bought, you can re-engage them with you know, lots of helpful tips and value because they already purchased. But say they haven't bought, but they're almost there, maybe just remind them, right?
So really being able to delineate between what your audience
is. It's delineating, right? Really. It's like making sure you segment out, I guess, to really break it down to tip number two. Make sure you know at what stage the audience is in the buying cycle.
Right, because you will engage with them differently.
Exactly. Make sure the info is relevant. And third, yeah, I'm definitely biased, but definitely get some bots going for you, because now Facebook's allowing us to figure out who messaged your page now. So you can segment them out as well, and you can know that. And so the last thing I want to talk about here, though, with bots is that, yes, the retargeting within a bot now, you can do this without having to worry about a pixel, then worry about custom audiences. If they are already a bot subscriber, basically, it's really cool. So you can create flows within that bot. It's kind of like retargeting. Let me just give you an example. I work with a chiropractor right now, and we're running an ad for, I don't know, it's like a free acupuncture with a purchase of something. Now, there's people that will click the ad, and it'll go into the bot, and they have to hit a button, and they type in their name and their email and their phone number, and that's it. However, some people get into the bot, and they stall out. For some reason,
maybe they enter one thing.
Maybe they stop. Maybe they hit a button, but they didn't enter in their email and phone number. And when they stall out, I don't know. The phone might have rang. Maybe they had to go check the door. Maybe their kids are there. Who knows why it stalled out? Why they didn't finish? But they didn't. Now, the software we use called MiniChat to create these messenger bots has come out with a new feature called Rules, and you can basically put a rule in there saying, "Hey, for every person that didn't make it to this point, or maybe they made it to this point A, but didn't make it to point B, right? They didn't answer a question. You can automatically send a message now saying, hey, just want to remind you, retarget you. It's like, hey, I saw that you started this. You put your name down, but you know, you didn't put your email and phone. Like, only two more steps and you get your free acupuncture. Want to continue?
Right.
You can do that now.
You can schedule that out, you know, for 6 hours from now or 10 hours.
Yeah, it's based on a date time trigger. Awesome. So I set mine up to be a minute later, because usually you want to get them right back if they're lost.
Right, don't wait too much.
So if they didn't enter, if they didn't make it to checkpoint B, but they made it to checkpoint A, you can say, hey, just to remind you.
Yeah, you're doing
finish
something
this up.
Yeah.
So that's another way you can retarget someone within a bot without using a pixel.
That's fantastic. It actually sounds like a more fluid and quicker way of email marketing, really, because that's what you get in emails. It's, hey, you started this application. Do you want to finish it? Or, you know, you started
But
this
imagine not having your inbox really full now. Right. It's just like, it's just here it is. It just pops up like right
in
there.
Messenger.
In Messenger. Yeah. It's like, hey, it serves the same function, right? But it's just making sure you can recover them, right?
Great episode. That was really interesting. So join us on the next episode as a social media scholar, because we're going to be talking about how to scale your business through joint ventures using LinkedIn and the number one secret to finding your ideal business partner. I'm your collaboration connoisseur, Lante Tacona. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. That's LANTEI.
And as always, Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo. You can find me at nathangarrett.net.
All right, guys. Have a good day.